Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody is doing well. How's everybody doing this week so far? I hope we're having a great, safe week. We are in for a treat tonight. Having some difficulties getting on live, but you know, sometimes it's just like that, so we can't even worry about that, right, family? We just do what we can and do what we need to do, and eventually it'll work out, right? So we don't worry about stuff that we can't fix, right? I'm going to try again and see if I can go on here. But I do appreciate everybody tuning in during the week. Everybody is tuning in. Wonderful. I appreciate it. I appreciate it a lot. Tonight we are in for a treat, and we are going to talk about the 19 family members that made, that bought the 97 acres of land. I may be looking, I'm really, hopefully everything is looking good for me. Let me know in the comments if everybody can see and hear me okay. I'm using my phone. I usually use my my computer, but for some reason, my computer won't let me get on today. But that's okay. We're going to keep on going on and doing and moving forward. I actually needed my phone to do something that I was looking up here. Oh, my goodness. I can't believe I'm not able to do this. Okay, but I did take some notes. I think it's a great idea, family, for the families to do that. 19 families got 97 acres of land. That right there is impeccable. That is marvelous. I can't even when I first heard about it, I was really super excited. And their webpage is the Freedom Georgia Initiative, okay? And you can go there, you can donate, and I hope you guys do. I hope you guys go and donate and help them out, okay? They so far have like $66,000, and they were trying to get like $88,000. So a lot of people have been helping them out. So I hope that you guys don't hate on them. Don't say anything negative. Just it's time to be free. I feel like this. If Black Wall Street can do it, family, why can't we? And that's really how I feel. Welcome, welcome. Hello, welcome. Am I sounding okay? Is the audio okay? Everything is good, I hope. I really do believe that if Black Wall Street could do it, and I do believe that we need security now, because I did hear that some Boogaloo Boys and some white folk was really upset because they had their own land. They felt like they were trying to get, to get separated or become separate or something, some stupid that they was really offended by. But whatever, you know how, I don't care what we do, no matter what we do, somebody is always offended by what we do. You know that family, right? And it's really sad how we can't do and come together without somebody having something to say, which I think is really pathetic. Okay, because no matter what we do, they're always going to have something to say. And you know that. But it's all good. It's all good. Because we let them say what they want to say, and we let them, you know, it is what it is. So what? Who cares? Enjoy your life, and we'll enjoy ours. Which I think this is an amazing time. I think this is wonderful that they are even trying to do that. And the reason that they said that they did it was because of, the George Floyd, Ahmaud Arbery and the Breonna Taylor. I think that was really, you know, where they came to their senses and they was like, okay, we're going to do this. We need to do this. But I did, if you go on their page, the Freedom Georgia Initiative page, they have a GoFundMe. And like I said, I'm looking at it now and they have $60,000 raised of $88,000 is their goal. But I think they should have just left it open in it. And I did share it on my Facebook page, and maybe you guys can go in there and share it also. And maybe give every 2 weeks, you know, if you give $25 here, $20, $25, $100, whatever you can. I do believe that we should do this as a team. And I think us coming together to help is really a good thing that we need to do. I think that it's all about teamwork. We can't do anything by ourselves, and I don't think we understand how important we are to each other and how important it is that we come together and help each other. I think we need each other. Welcome, ladies. Welcome, Septia. I appreciate you guys tuning in. And I'm talking about that those 19 families that bought that 97 acres of land. And it's time for a change, people. But I think Black folks just don't understand how serious this is. I don't think we understand how serious, and it's time to do something. If you guys look around you, people say, you know, we're dying. You know, I built this country. I'm not moving. My thing is, you know what, we might have built this country, but I don't want to fight or I don't want to risk my life trying to stay in a place where we're not wanted. I just don't understand that. I don't want to fight for something that's not mine. I don't want to fight for land that belongs to somebody. I don't want to fight like that. It doesn't matter. My thing is, where we came from is not even here. We were brought here. Okay, so this is not your land. This is not your home. It's almost like a drug addict that fights for another, fights for a corner that doesn't belong to them. So you die over Broad Street when it belongs to the whole okay? It belongs to America. You know what I'm saying? So that's just how I feel about it. I don't understand why people do that, and I don't understand people that want to fight for a country that's literally going, it's being destroyed even now. And if you could understand, the tides are turning right now, but I don't know why we don't see that. I don't know why we don't understand that, but the tides are really truly turning, and they're turning right in front of our face, and we don't even know it. And I'm like, why don't we know that the tides are turning? Why don't we understand that? Why don't we see that? But then we have a young man, Master J, in FAC, who has been talking about buying land, and I forget where he was talking about, and he was saying each person paid like $42, if I'm not mistaken. That was the $10 because they wanted to do the defense fund also. And he said that if you're going to buy land, you need your own defense. You need your own police department. And that's what these people were talking about with these 97 acres of land. They said they want their own school, which is great. We talked about that on Tuesday. They said they wanted their own hospital, own homes, own everything, everything that they could possibly own. And I hope they keep it black. I hope they don't integrate with other people, because right now, family, if you know, like I know, we need each other. We need each other to heal, and only us. No integration. We're not bringing in black and brown people. We're the only one that really includes black and brown folk in our conversation. We always, you know, they never include black people. They never include us in their conversation. But as you notice, we include everybody in our conversation. We want to look out for everybody else but black folks, which is crazy. But that's on another note. That's a topic for another day. When I saw the young lady come on there, she said she actually said that she had to see a therapist. And I'm going to tell you, to be honest, it's a lot of, you know, I don't know about you guys, but every day I feel so frustrated. I feel like very on edge. I don't know if I'm even saying the right word, but I feel like I'm so tired of hearing about the police brutality. I'm so tired of hearing about the killings. I'm so tired of hearing about all this crazy stuff that's going on with us, that my prayer every day right now is that the fire of Yah fall on every racist KKK in blue, in a robe, and in a suit. My prayer, and I hope that your prayer is also, that the fire of Yah fall on their head and not one more Israelite will die. That's my prayer. I'm just so tired of what I'm seeing. I don't know about you guys, if you're as frustrated as I am right now about seeing these race soldiers and they actually want to beat you up. It's almost like they want to beat you up. Then when you hit back, you get in trouble. You remember how you were little and, you know, you and your cousin fought, but she would always hit and run and go tell, and you got in trouble. That's how it is now. They fight, we fight back, we go to jail, they get off. Or we die and they get off. But understand something, family. Change never came. Change never comes without bloodshed. I'm telling you, you can literally see change coming now in a lot of blood. A lot of our blood has been shed. But I see more white folk on the corners begging. I see more black-owned businesses coming up. I don't know if anybody is seeing this or not, or is it just me. But I see more black-owned businesses coming up. I see more, it's almost like it's suddenly changing. And it's changing at such a slow rate that we don't even know it's changing, but I see it. I see it. And I'm so excited about it, but it's almost like it's not changing fast enough for me. I don't know. I'm just so impatient sometimes. And I know, you know, some people say, oh, you know, they building this city, but nothing. Let me help you understand. If this is the right time for it, it'll flow. I say that same thing about NFAC. I said, if Jay is on the up and up, Grandmaster, if he is on the up and up, we'll get free. If the doors are open, things will change and we'll be good. But you have to understand, it's all about timing. And I do believe that right now is the best time for us to get land. Right now, even in Africa, I was talking to a girlfriend of mine, and she was saying, Cassie, you know, you can get land in Africa for like $500, just depending on where you're going to. There it is, okay, and they were saying, don't get land on the water, because my thing is, okay, Tanzania has an ocean or whatever that is. Yeah, it is. I think it's the ocean, and it's right there, and they said, but don't get it right on the water. Get it, you know, kind of like, you know, maybe a couple miles back, miles, 2-3 miles down, right? Don't do it right on water. But my thing is, they were saying 500, maybe 1,000, 1,500 at the most you can get land. And I think that's exciting. I think, why would we invest in a country that don't even like you, that you get some land or whatever and they want to destroy it? Because I was looking up, and I was looking up like the Atlanta race war that happened in 1906. I'm going to look at the Greenville, that's the Black Wall Street, the Chicago Race War in 1919, Rosewood War, Riot, 1923, the Washington Race War, 1919, Knoxville, Tennessee, 1919. A lot of these cities were Black-owned cities, but I believe in timing. Then I started looking up, and there's more, but it's not even important, because what I want to concentrate on is the good part. I want to concentrate on how many states that I actually saw where it was good. It was a study show that, hold on, you guys. Let me find my little page here, because I'm telling you, I've seen some good information. And even now I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, my God, this is great stuff. It was one city called the Nicodemus, Kansas City. It was one of the oldest Black settlements west of the Mississippi River, and it started out with just 6 Black men and 1 white man. I don't know why we always got to integrate with them. I'm just saying, y'all, help me out with this, because my thing is, I don't want no white. I don't see no white folks for miles. I think when it's time that we'll get to the place where the healing will happen, we'll come together and we will. I think y'all's gonna give us a brand new heart and a brand new mind frame that we'll be able to hang. We'll be able to do together, things together, instead of always trying to integrate different ones. Come on, y'all, let's do this. No, it's come on, Black folk, we can do this. Come on, we can do this. We don't need someone else to come along to help. You know, we don't need anybody else to come along and to try to. Oh, my phone is beeping. I don't know why. To come along and try to help build, because every time they want to help you build, guess what happens? They always want to integrate in it. They always want to tell you what you can and can't do, and, you know, well, if you, you know, include the LGBT, LMNOP, then we'll give you this amount of money. If you include blah, blah, blah. No, we don't want to include. We don't need to include all this other stuff and all these other people. We can do this by ourselves. But we have to know, and we have to understand who we are. We have to know that we are strong, and you have to know that we are awesome. We are off the chain, and there is nothing that we can't do, family. But I need us to understand that. But we're having a rough time understanding, because we've been through 400 years of trauma and hell. And let me just tell you, if somebody keeps telling you that you're nothing and keep telling you that that you ain't worth 2 pennies, and you this, that, and the other, and everything negative and racism, and they showing you constantly that you know, and we know. I know, and anybody that's Black know how they are with us. But to see it every day, it kind of gets to your spirit. To see it every day, you know, them calling you nothing, them calling you lazy, them calling you bums, thugs, monkeys, and calling you every negative, nasty word that they could possibly think of. Sometimes it kind of gets in your spirit. And I know you'd be like, well, I don't care. Oh, I'm sorry, you guys. I'm dropping the phone. Lord, please forgive me. Help me out, y'all. But we want somebody to keep – that's just like if you're with an abusive husband or you're with an abusive wife, it kind of gets to your heart. You know what I'm saying? To hear something negative every day about yourself. Oh, you know, you made a good meal, and, you know, they'll say, oh, I don't like the meal, the bread was too hard. And every day they're complaining about your meal, then you look at them like, what am I cooking for? Why am I doing this? You know, you're going to have something to say every day. But we have to understand that we have to get past what we've heard. It's time to renew this. It's time to fill this thing up. It's time to fill this noggin. I call it a noggin, but it's time to fill your brain up. Just like we eat every day, we have to start filling up our spirit with positive stuff. We have to start filling our spirit up with a word. I think reading some God-fearing word, the Bible or the Sefer, you got the Book of Enoch, you got Revelations, you got, oh, my God, we have so many books that we could actually start reading. To really build our self-esteem up, because I think right now we are suffering with low self-esteem. I think that right there will help us to get to the place that we will replace the bad thoughts. We'll replace stuff that we've heard in the past
that wanted us to believe that we were nothing, okay? But don't forget now, it was us that offered to give them our children also for them to teach our children. Now, I don't know why we would do that. I don't understand that theory. But we literally gave our enemies our children. And why would we do that? I have no idea. I don't know. That just seemed like the craziest idea ever, that we would actually give our children, you know, to our enemies. You know, so I don't know. Just help me to understand that. I am going to say something, and I know, you know, I believe, and I know what I'm going to say is, you know, is some people are like, why do you feel like that? I do believe in total separation. I believe the worst thing that we could have ever done was to integrate with our enemies. I believe that by us integrating, we really led our own selves to believe that they had our backs. We were led to believe that they were going to cover us. We were led to believe that they liked us. We were led to believe that they were our friends. And we were fooled for so long. We would look at them and we would think, oh, my God, they really care about us. But, no, they did not. They never liked us. They never wanted to integrate with us. They never and I'm going to tell you, I looked it up, and it said back in, like, 1970, it was, I looked up the thing where it said about slavery and how 100% of white folk did not want slaves to be free, okay? Then I looked it up again, like, in, like, 1980, and they said 88%, this is so crazy, 88% did not want black folks to be free. So I'm looking at that and I'm like, okay, in 1970, 100% said black folks, it was, you know, they were against black folks being free. But then in the 80s, I looked at it, you know, looked it up, and it said that in the 80s, it was 88%. So I'm like thinking, are you guys kidding? That is 88%, and we still thought that they liked us. Why would we think that our open enemies like us? Why would we try to integrate with them at all? I don't understand that, but that's another topic. But I think they kind of convinced us. But my thing is, they had a food because we were so bold that we went and sat at their restaurants. We ate and we drank behind them. And, you know, it was really weird how, you know, how we were so blinded, and I do believe that we were blinded. But I want to go over something, and I want to talk about some black cities that was formed after the Civil War. And I'm going to go over a few of those, and I did do one that was 1877, which started with seven people, and it was called the Nicodemus of Kansas. It was in Kansas. And I'm telling you, it was like I said, it was six black men and one white man, right? And the town, like I said, it was in 1877, and it had 60 families between 1865 and 1915. So I want to show you that this can be done. We just have to do it different. We have to have our own, literally our own cities. We have to have our own police department. You have to have your own hospitals. You have to have your own, you have to be totally reliant on yourself and not ever rely on white folks for nothing. I mean, from water to groceries to nothing. You have to bring in, I'm not even going to say bring in Walmart. I don't want no white companies there. We have our own, like, mom and pop stores for a minute, you know, until we grow, and we put into our schools. We have our own schools, and we have our own teachers because we want to get back to the basics. And I do believe that y'all is bringing it all the way 360 to where we used to be in the beginning, which everything was black anyway. And I do believe that that's what he's doing now. He's bringing us back to where we once was, okay? And it's time because we've gone through hell and high water. Blog talk, let me give you the number in case you guys want to call in, because I am doing a blog talk and a YouTube right now. So let me give you the blog talk. Let me give you the number if you want to call in. It's 563-999-3682. And the topic is the changing of the gods, okay? The changing of the gods is what you look under, and it says 19 families by 97 acres of land. Who's next? That is the topic. So I want you guys to come on and join me in conversation. I know y'all don't want to just hear me for the next hour and a half, But I want to just read a little bit about how a lot of these cities did. They were doing it. I mean, if they could do it, why can't we do it now? We got to get back to the mind frame of looking out for each other, because we've tried to come together. We've tried to, you know, sing Kumbaya. We've tried to look out for them. We've tried to include them in our lives. We've tried to, but every time we've done that, somebody, usually black, come up dead. I'm just saying, you know. But I just want to read a little bit, just a little bit. We're not going to, you know, I just want to encourage people that are thinking, now these 19 families could do it. I know that there are other families out here that have like minds that could do the same thing. So let's start thinking of how and getting positive and feeling this vibe here. And let's look at the history of how we did have black-owned cities back in the day. And how, and we're not even going to look at how they came against it, but we are going to say one thing. You need to have a defense team. You need to have police, your own police department. You need to run for mayor. You need to run for the city council. You need to run for the council, the Congress. You need to run for all of that. You need to be running for that, you know, running for that city to you know, get money or whatever you need. But I'm going to tell you, when you have in those different businesses, we're supporting each other, and other people are going to come in and support you also. So this is how important it is to have our own cities. And my show is really trying to wake black people up. So if you're not ready to wake up, I understand. It may be, you know, you're not ready for this conversation, which is cool, but I do appreciate you coming by, okay? But I just want, even the ones that's coming by later, I just want you to understand the show that I do, it's mostly about waking black folk up. It's about waking my brothers and sisters up. It's about us knowing that we can do things and we don't have to vote to get it done. We don't have to depend on Biden. We don't have to depend on racist Trump. We don't have to depend on racist Biden to do anything, because both of them are racist, and I'm so sick and tired of thinking. And I was listening to Dr. Claude Anderson today, and he was saying that we should have had somebody in office already. They should have had a desk there for black folk that could watch out for our needs and could go and get some things done for us. Either they ran for a certain office, and we have an office that was, you know, that hit that person and the president could come together and talk about our needs and get some things done. Because you're looking out, it's almost like we have our enemy looking out for our best interests. And you know, and I know that our enemy is not going to look out for our best interests. They never have and they never will. So for us to sit back and think white supremacists is going to make sure that we eat and make sure that we're taken care of, make sure we get jobs, they're going to make sure that they are taken care of. And that's just what it is. I heard somebody say, well, you know, when Obama ran, he was the president of everybody. I said, unfortunately, he was. I said, but he was mostly for the LGBT. He was mostly for white folk. He didn't think about, it wasn't quick pro quo. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. It was benign and neglect. Black folk, ignore black folk and don't do nothing for them. And that's exactly what we got from Obama. I'm just saying, I digress. But I'm just saying, because we should have somebody in that office that's going to look out for our black interests. And we should have had our own political party, and we really should have had somebody in there that said, okay, this is what they need, this is what they need, this is what we're going to do for them. I mean, we should have had somebody that, maybe not the president, but the president's, like the vice president, should have been one black for us and, you know, white folk for them. But people fail to realize that when people are running for office, like Trump is looking out for his boys, right? And who's looking out for our interests? Nobody. The Black Caucus is supposed to, but they're not. So guess what? We can't depend on them. And they always pick our black leaders that's not doing anything for us, is not going to do anything for us, and never have. But we keep trusting them that they going to do something. We keep trusting them. Well, let's vote for them this year. We're almost there. You know, slow as seals, slow as turtles. We're almost there, maybe this year. And okay, we keep voting. Maybe we'll get there. And you were stopping from this. Like, guys, come on. Aren't you guys woke yet to see that we'll never get there? We've been voting 6 years and we're still here. We're not even close to where we was. We'd have gone backwards. Dr. Claire Anderson just be laughing at us, but he said we've gone backwards. So we need to start thinking for self, doing for self, and coming up with a plan that's going to work in our best interest. And no, I'm not thinking about anybody else. And if people bring to my attention, well, you know, this is what the Mexicans, I don't care what the Mexicans doing. I don't care what the Chinese are doing. I don't care about what the white folks doing. I care about black folk and black folk only. Nobody else is my concern right now. We are only ones that's in the 911, and that's all I care about. So when you want to come to me and talk about anybody else, it's like, talk to the hand. I don't care. not concerned with them. I'm concerned only with my people because we are in a burning building, just like Martin Luther King said. So I just want to read about a few cities. Okay, we're going to come down here. Let me go down here and see. I did tell you about Life Black Settlers was hard. They talked about how hard it was, but let me see. Let me get to the cities. I was so excited when I read this. I was like, oh, my God, yes. Okay. Hold on, let me go up here a bit. Okay, yeah. Let me see. Hold on, I'm going too far down. I don't went too far down. Hold on, let me see where. Did it just disappear? Are you serious? Okay. It just disappeared. I was like, what in the world is going on here with this computer? I'm telling you, this computer is giving me fits today. I probably need a new one, but I ain't about one right now. So anyway. Okay. Six Blacks Being. Okay, I'm looking at the life for the Black Seller. Okay, they talked about when they went to Nicodemus, talking about it was hard, talked about how many people was west of the Mississippi River, Six Black Men. Okay, company. Okay. Why does this thing keep doing this? Keeps jumping off or something. Okay, I told you about the 1877, according to the site they were. Okay, I told you about that one. And we had another one. Okay. They gave the names, of course. I don't care about that. Promote Nicodemus, recruit Black people. Okay. He'll met some. Okay. Talked about other people. Let me see. Hold on, you guys. I'm trying to find out where's another one. Okay, you had a couple more. Blackdom, New Mexico, Hobson City, Alabama, Allensworth, California, and Renningsville, Oklahoma. Okay, those are some other black-owned cities. It says Oklahoma, all black towns include Clearview, Boulé, and Longston, which was founded around 1890, according to the Black Town Project. Mound Bayou, I have to look Bayou, Bayou, was in Mississippi, was founded in 1877 by freemen led by Isaiah Montgomery. The town, according to blackpost.org, was designed for the residents to have very little contact with whites, which is what we need, because I do believe, and we just need to be with us right now to heal, okay? Had a post office, church, bank, of course a church, bank, schools, and stores, and was often cited by Booker T. Washington as a model of self-sufficiency. And I do believe that it's time for us to be self-sufficient, to have our own cities. Then you had another one in Eatonton, Florida, okay, where Zora Neale grew up. Okay, was incorporated in 1877. That's where she went to collect black folklore. Horton wrote of the Mule of Men that she could think of no better place to do so. Okay, that's where she wrote a book. Okay, she went to Evanston to write her book, of course. Okay, I'm trying to see of another. I don't want to read her life story. I just want to know about the city. So I'm going through her, you know, hurry back to Evanston because they knew the town was full of materials. Okay, then you had another one. Eatonville, the city of Five Lakes, okay, three courts, okay, 300 brown skins, 300 good swimmers, plenty of good. I don't care about all that. Okay, Greenwood. Okay, of course, Greenwood. I'm sorry, you guys. I'm just trying to find the cities and tell you a little bit about the cities. A division near North Tulsa. Okay, we know about that. Was founded in 1906, according to the records. It was created by O.W. Gurley, okay, a wealthy black man who owned land in Arkansas, according to Tulsa Historical Society and Museum. In 1889, Gurley traveled to Oklahoma to participate in Oklahoma land run. Okay, he purchased 40 acres of land, which was designed only to be sold to colored people, okay, according to records. The town, which gained fame as Black Wall Street, was destroyed, of course, in 1921, which is sad, after it was burned, your government burned that land down. Okay, then it was called Blackton, a town in New Mexico. It was in Mexico, okay, New Mexico. Was founded in 1911 by black settlers, later forced out by a drought, according to the New Mexico Genealogy Archives. Do you believe that it was a drought that forced them out, or was it something else that forced them out? I'm just saying. And then you had another one was Bulle Creek National Indian Territory, was incorporated in 1905, becoming one of the wealthiest black towns in the country. Wow, according to the African American Registry. Okay, let me see if I see any more town. Okay, in Washington area, several communities still exist. Their populations have declined, but in many descendants still live. Okay, the two of North Brenton was the first incorporated black municipality in the Washington area, according to the Maryland Heritage Area Authority. Okay, North Brenton, that is a little city, was established in 1890 after Wallace A. Bartlett, okay, a white Civil War veteran who had commanded black troops, sold property to a local realtor group, okay, realtor company, according to North Brentwood Historical Society. The Northern Tack was designated for blacks to develop, okay. North Brentwood's first residents were former slaves of local planters, okay, and Civil War veterans, according to documents by the Maryland Heritage Area Authority. The first lot was sold to an African American by the name of Henry Randall in 1891. Randall House stood on Holiday Avenue, which became Rhode Island Avenue. Wow, I love this. I just want you guys to know that there were other black cities. So we got to get back to our heritage. We got to get back to where we came from. We got to get back to just us, okay? Because we've done this. We've done the Kumbaya. We've done that already. Why do we keep doing stuff that's not working? Let's do something that we haven't done or I haven't seen done. This is the first time I've ever seen it. I'm sorry, y'all. This yarning. I just got off. I'm tired. Other black towns and communities in Prince George include Glenarden. Oh, yeah, I know where that's at. Lincoln, Chapel Hill, and Roseville, and Rigby. Okay, Rigby. This is amazing. I'm so excited. I love to hear about my black folks. Okay, y'all. Yes. It is Jazzy 34. It is fear. But guess what? It's time out for fear. We've been scared too long, okay? When are we going to get tired of being scared and say, let's just step out, let's get us a defense team, and let's do this thing. Let's do some research, just like I told you. That company, who is them people? The Freedom Georgia Initiative, okay? Those are the people, and I want you guys to look up and see what they're doing. They just raised $66,000 out of $88,000. I'm just saying, if they can do it, why can't we support them? And then when you get your little city together, you get your like-minded folk together, you create your own and buy you some land just like they did. But my thing is, I'm not buying it in America. I'm going to Africa and give me some land for $5,000. I'm just saying, I am not building nothing here. I'm going to go there and just like, who's that dude? Akon. He got a whole city, okay? It's other people that are buying land. I'm seeing, okay, say for instance we get a 1 acre of land for $500, and just say for instance you're retired or you have your own business, and you know you can run your business from anywhere. You can go to Africa, run your business. You can, you know, you work from home. You can work from home. Like my daughter, she works from home, but she can go anywhere in the country and work. I'm saying, why not do that? Who's to say that you have to be in the U.S.? And even if, say, for instance, you have to come back for a meeting or something. Okay, you come and get your Airbnb, you come back for your meeting, and you get your butt back on a plane and get back to Africa. I'm just saying. But guess what? If you buy 2 acres of land for $500 each, okay, that's $1,000, then you could split those acres up like half acres, and you can have put four houses. Houses don't cost for $10,000, you guys. If you guys have jobs, come on, you guys. Houses don't cost that much over there. Just say, for instance, you got a condo. I've seen a condo for $50,000 for two bedrooms, okay? $50,000, and it was very nice. It was brand new. It's $50,000. Who's to say that you can't get two of them and rent one out? I'm just saying, you have family members that might want to come. Okay, they can rent out an apartment at one of your condos. And then you do that, and you save, you get the money up enough, and you get you some two acres of land, and you split those acres up, and you put two houses on each acre. That's six pieces of property. The two you already bought, the condos that you can buy now, they already have missing, just depending on the different places where you want to go. And then you can put the two houses that you got, the two houses on the $500, the 1 acre, you're putting two houses on that, and then you put, only $500, just depending on the area you go. So this is what I'm saying. We are sitting up here spending all this money in America when you could be sitting over there. And let me tell you another thing. You can do an Airbnb in Africa, and those things are only $202. I have a friend. He has two of them. He's got one that's $200 and one he pays $250 for. That's $450 a month. Who can pay rent on an Airbnb? Just in case, I'm saying, if it's going to be empty for a minute, who can't pay $200 if you have one Airbnb? And then you're going to charge them, just say, for instance, they're there 4 days or a week, okay, 5 days, and you say, okay, I'm gonna charge you $50 a day. Okay, that's 5 days. How much money is that? You just paid your rent in 5 days, you guys, okay? And the other 3 weeks is money in your pocket. I'm just saying. Come on, black folk. We got to think of how can we be free. Why are we sitting up there waiting on white folk to help us to get free? No, we're not doing that no more. I'm just saying, I'm always going to throw you ideas out there because I'm always thinking of how can we do this. Because my thing is, I'm going to get me some land. I'm not going to stay here. I cannot. I'm so fragile right now that I'm frustrated. I'm frustrated. I don't want to live like this. I don't. I want to, and people say, well, Africa, I don't care. I need some peace. I am going to go and see for myself. I know what people have said. But I asked one guy was talking about Africa. I said, he was saying something bad about Africa. And I'm like, okay. I said, have you ever been there? He goes, no. Well, then how the heck you going to tell me something about Africa when you ain't never been there? I ain't listening to him. I said, I'm going to find out for myself. I know what society has said. I know what white folk have told us about it. But guess what, family? Let me just tell you one thing. When white folk tell you and they talking about something so bad, that means something good about it. Let me just tell you, the Chinese are there, Indians are there, but not all over Africa. They're like way, you know, because I do have a few friends that live there, and they said, you know, yeah, some white folks and some Chinese, but not in every place. Like a lot are in South Africa, none are in Tanzania, and it's just different areas that they, you know, Kenya, you have them in Kenya, because it's more of a busier, you know, area. But we have businesses that we need to be doing right now, you guys. Exactly. If you can live here, you can live anywhere. You are so right. But the reason I want to do Africa, I need peace. I am so tired of what I'm seeing. I'm so tired of the abuse. I'm so tired. But my thing is, I need some peace, you guys. I don't see police officers killing, you know, shooting Africans like this. I'm saying that. I know every town, every country has their issues. But death all the time? Who wants to deal with death all the time? Come on, family, no. So I think that we have to start changing our mindset because, you know, if you know your history, you know who you are, you know that there is going to be a grand reset, okay? You know, if hopefully you're investing in your silver, hopefully you're investing in some other things, you guys. You know that this country is being destroyed. You know we're getting ready to get into the worst reset ever. You know that they're going to bring out the vaccinations. So I think right now you need to get out while you can. You don't want to wait till last minute, then you can't get out, and then you get stuck here going through all of this hell that they're going to put black folks through. I don't want to deal with that. I want to be out as soon as I can, as soon as possible. And that is my plan. I want to get me some land. I want to build some houses. I want a bread and breakfast. That's what I want. And I want to rent the rooms out, not the whole house. I want to rent the rooms out. I want to have a person, and this guy, my friend, he has a person that will cook for me. And I want a person that will cook breakfast. I want her to clean the place up. And then if they want dinner, they'll let me know, and I'll have her to come back and cook dinner for them. But, yes, this is my plan. I think it's easier. You can get a building over there for $200, $300 to rent, okay, for your own business. But if you have your business here, you can run your business anywhere. You don't have to live in this country to have your business. Plus, there are businesses there like cocoa, chocolate, tea, coffee. Say, for instance, if you went there and you got the African coffee and you had that set up to where you want to export it, import it here to America, or if you know some people, you'll meet people there that's traveling. Maybe, say, for instance, you meet a French lady that lives in London. Maybe you meet a London person that lives in London that owns, like, a coffee shop or has contacts with a person that owns a coffee shop, and you're selling coffee. Why not have a contract with her, and you could export coffee to her from Africa, and that's a part of your business? I'm just trying to help us to get free. It's time for us to, you could sit here and you could be dying with the rest of them, or you can come brainstorm and say, okay, what kind of business can I get? What kind of business can I create? And what the service is needed? And if you find a service, you can have your own business, okay? You don't have to settle for that. I'm just saying. Let me finish talking about these great cities. This right here, I get excited because I love land. I love houses. I get excited thinking about what we can do, okay, if you want to do it here. I'm just helping you to understand that these 19 cities, the 19 people that just bought those 97 acres of land, I get excited every time I say it, I get excited. I just want you guys to know that they're going to be fine. If they get that security, they will be fine. White folks won't talk and let them talk, but my thing is if they don't come on your property, you good. But if you step foot on my property, trying to hurt my property, I'm coming after you, and I would have 24-hour security, and I would pay that person 24-hour security to secure my land. I'm serious. I would be paying him hourly, 24 hours a day. I would have two security, 8 and 8 or 16, 16, however you want to do, and I would have them patrolling. And sometimes you don't even need security. I mean, you need security, but I could sit out there and patrol my own land. I'm just saying. I would take a shift, like maybe 2 hours here, and 2 hours there, and it's 19 families. How come everybody can't take 2 hours? I'm just saying, and it's for free. Yes. Okay, let me help you out, Philip. Why not sell everything? I'm just saying, sell everything. In Africa, let me just tell you, in Tanzania, and I was listening to a girl, because I know Africa Tigers, I'm on her show a lot. And you might want to look her up because she has a lot of information about people that want to move and people that's moving from America to Tanzania, from America to Kenya. She has African Tigers is her name, and she has a lot of shows like that. And I've been on her show and her talk, and her and I are going to get together when I get down because I am going to go to Africa. I remember back to a month ago, tickets were $650 round trip. And I'm scared to look now because I wish I had bought me a ticket. But you can actually buy your ticket or a refundable ticket. And say, for instance, if you're not going till January, okay, you can get that ticket for January. And just say, like, when January comes, if you want to put it off, at least you have that ticket in your hand. But let me just help you out about leaving this country for good. Between finances, fear, and this country is the only comfort. Okay, I understand that, Septio. We're going to talk about that, but let me just answer Philip's question. Philip, if you own a house, if you have owned houses, my thing is if you own, say, for instance, you have $1 million worth of stuff here, and I'm just saying, I don't know what you, even if you have $500,000, you take that to Africa, you can buy your same property that you have here, you can buy in Africa. They have programs, Black Ambassador, if you look him up also, He has plans as far as Tanzania. The Zanzibar, they are building new condos now, and I think they're like 60,000. And he said they have a 2-year, you can put down like maybe $500 on it, and you could pay on it, and it's up to 2 years. I'm just giving you something that you got to be thinking about. But Philip, if you say that you have a lot of property, it was inherited, plus I built into the inheritance. I understand that. Let me ask you a question. You've built into the inheritance. That means why you can't do it somewhere else. I'm just saying. I understand what you're saying. Land is your wealth. But my thing is, you're dying here. Who's to say that you wouldn't be, and God forbid, Lord, okay, I'm not even going to use you. Just say, for instance, Phil, that, let me use, okay, for instance, I know a guy named Marco. He has property same as you. And just say, for instance, one day he's driving, okay, and the police pull him over, and he loses his life. When he didn't have to, because my thing is, you know the danger. You know the dangers we're facing right now. Why would you want to stay? And let me just tell you one thing. If you guys aren't understanding who you are, this is why you get these questions, because you guys aren't understanding. We are the chosen, okay? I hope y'all understand that. These pastors have not told you who we are. Read Deuteronomy 28, the whole book of the whole chapter 28. Look up Stephen Daugherty. He talks about who we are. They jacked us and the Negro land. I want you guys to look up Stephen Daugherty. I can't put it in the comments, but Stephen Daugherty, and he's a pastor. He was a pastor, he since died, but he was talking about who we are, and he gives you your history and everything. Look him up. That's how I started my journey, and I woke up that way. Okay, I was deep in the church. I was a Christian, crazy, blinded. Oh, my God, I was terrible. But I was a co-pastor. I preached. I went around preaching. I'm serious. You are looking at a woman that went, okay. But I know where we're going, and I know where this earth is going, and I know that we're getting ready to be, this country would be destroyed if it wasn't for black folk already. If we were up out of here, this country would be no more. It's why are you fighting, fellas, to stay in a country that's being destroyed? And your properties also. Yes, Stephen Harvey is wonderful, isn't he? Yes, he is. You cannot, let me just say one thing somebody told me, and I had properties in the past, and I was emotionally tied, and I lost everything. You can't be emotionally tied to anything. This is how I could tell you what I'm telling you, because I know you can't emotionally be tied, because do you think the person that left you that land, and let me just, I'm going to speak for me. I have land that I had. You think that if I left that land to my daughters, and their things were the way they are now, and just say, for instance, I had a grandson. If I had, one of my daughters have a son, and he's my grandson, and to save his life, do you think I would want them to stay here and possibly put my grandson's life in jeopardy? Because these police officers are killing like crazy. When I go, I'm taking my granddaughter, I'm taking my two daughters, and we're out. I'm serious. And they're both dating guys, and I said, hey, they can come too, or you tell them, y'all come back and forth or what. But my thing is, I want to start a new legacy there. We need to start a new legacy somewhere else besides America. You guys are going to have to, and Philip, you have to pray that y'all will just detach you. I know your family work hard. I understand that, but guess what? You work hard for your family and leave a legacy to them there. Leave a legacy to a place where you don't have to fear your life. You don't have to drive out and look up and somebody shooting at you or somebody hating on you or somebody, just treating you like crap. I've seen a lot of people that have moved to Africa and they are so happy, and they said that is like the best thing ever that they could have ever done. My thing is to you, Philip, visit. Go and visit Tanzania. Go and visit Kenya. Go and visit. Don't listen to what people say. My thing is, I don't want to go to South Africa because to me, white folk, and I don't want to see not one white person. I am not going to Africa to see one white person. I don't want to see not one cracker. I'm not moving to South Africa. I'm not going to Egypt. I'm not going to Morocco. I'm not going to this part of Africa because I don't want to see none of them. I'm serious. I could have stayed in America to see them devils. I don't want to see not one. But I'm just saying, go and start visiting, and just, you got to get in your mind that this is what you need to do. And guess what? I really do believe that right now, if you have homes, you need to sell them. I'm not trying to convince anybody. We are getting ready to go through another recession, depression. And guess what? The value of homes, the value of property, you're going to lose it. And the value is going to be 50%. So guess what? If I pay $500,000, you remember that time when we went through that with Obama in 2008, I think it was, when houses a lot of black folk lost houses, and the houses weren't worth as much as what we paid for it. That's what's getting ready to happen again. So if you have a house and you pay $500,000 for that house, you're going to literally, it's going to be half that within the next, I want to say 6 months to a year. I don't even want to say a year. I don't even believe, because right now Trump's getting ready to put us into a reset, okay? And he's telling you now that right now, if you can buy silver, buy as much silver as you can, if you can. I'm telling you, silver for $30 that you're going to pay for it is going to be worth $5,000 to $7,000. Do you black folks hear me? You're getting ready to go through a reset. If you can buy silver at Money Metals Silver, Money Metals at 1-800-800-1865, buy as much as you can. Pay $30 for 1 ounce silver, and the silver pieces that you're going to pay $30 for is going to be worth $5,000 to $7,000. Okay, I hope y'all listening to me, because let me help you to understand, why do you think that when you go to the stores that they say no change? Why do you think they said we can't give out coins? Because they're keeping the coins for themselves. Okay. Let me see. Except you know what you're saying. Let me see. We know that we are the chosen people. Yes. The problem lies in the fact that sadly many in our black masses have not studied our history. Example. Yes. Throughout history. But you know what? You have to know who you are. And I believe this, Satya, when it's time for you to wake up, or when it's time for them to wake up, they will. Shalom. I have plenty of good go. Yes, go, Jury. Yes, you're going to need that. And that'll be for to barter. 504 is home. That's going to be what you're going to use to barter. But you need to get, and I do the silver because it's cheaper. And gold, I mean, silver is going to perform gold over the long haul. So that's why I'm telling you that. Okay. So if you can afford gold, you can buy gold. But for me, I want to buy more silver. I want to be able to buy more. So I spend a lot of my money in silver. So I'm just saying. It's still refuted. Yeah, they can refute it all they want, but Satya, we know who we are. You know who you are. And Stephen Darby is how I woke up. And Stephen Darby was waking up. He wasn't totally woke yet. But it took me 4 years to actually understand it and to really dig into it, because I knew I had started like 11 years ago, and then I left it alone because I didn't understand. It was too much for me, and y'all brought me back to it. And when he brought me back to understanding who I was, that's why I can say what I'm saying now. And this is why I've been really looking at the signs and looking at the skies, and you guys, the signs are all around you. You have to be ready to leave at any moment, because they are going to lock this country down, and you're not going to be able to get out, and they're going to treat you like dirt. So that property, Philip, is not going to be worth your life, honey. I'm telling you, I would sell all that crap right now, and I would get on. I would visit. How about visit first? Go and see, and go and step your foot on African ground. That way you'll feel what country you're supposed to be in, okay? I'm just saying. You know what? I was actually wanting to put a group trip together. If you guys want to do a group trip, I'll look into it. I really do want to do a group trip. I'm trying to think where you look for your tickets. Surprise. Flight, cheap flight, no, it's called, I think it's called Surprise Flight, if I'm not mistaken. Surprise Flight, I got it written down, hold on. I think you can look under there, and your tickets are super cheap. Secret Fly, I'm sorry, I'll say Surprise, Secret Fly. They have really super cheap flights, and Try Tanzania is near the water, and that's why I'm going, because they say it's the prettiest, it's the water's right there. It's almost like an island, and they said it's not a whole lot of Chinese there, and that's why I'm trying to visit here. Kenya, I do know people in Kenya. Let me know if you want to go to Kenya. I have my guy that has an Airbnb, and you can rent his Airbnb out. And that's in Kenya, and it's in a nice part of town. So this is why I'm saying, family, don't be afraid to visit. I think everybody has to visit first. I do have a guy here that's a realtor. And if you want to go there and just look at different properties, let me know. And his name is Ty, and I can get his name and I can put it in comments. And he has people there, so that way you won't pay a whole lot of money by them finding out who you are. Also, Black Ambassador If you go to his webpage, he lives here, but he does a lot of business in Tanzania, also in different places in Africa. They do. He does know people that have apartments. He does know people that does a lot of renting and purchasing. Brandon on the Pan-Africanism, his show, he has a trip. He's actually has something where he's getting ready to they're doing a land build, okay? So it's a group, okay? Also, you can find, I'm trying to think of anybody else. I know other people, but I don't know them personally. I just told you the people that I know personally. Let me see, I'm going there as a group. Okay, but so I hope I kind of helped you out a little bit. I'm going to see if here. You asked me something. I don't know why so many people are decisive about living, leaving. My thing is, we dying anyway, so to stay here, it's crazy. I'm just saying, I would try to get rid of that land and those houses. I don't know how many you have, Philip, but you can actually live very well. Even if you have $500,000, you can really, one lady said in Tanzania, it was only like $67 a month to live. That's rent, okay? I'm just saying. So can you imagine $500,000 if you want to own more land there? You can buy more land for $500 and build something. You have money, sound like. You can build a small legacy right there and have a new legacy for your grandchildren there. You can't be emotionally tied to anything right now because it's all going to be destroyed, if you understand. Okay. Yeah, you have to. Satir, you have to teach. We have to continue teaching, but you have to also remember that I think everybody has a time frame of when it's time for them to wake up. So you keep teaching, and one day they'll get it. Okay, you just keep on teaching, and you're planting the seeds. Keep planting the seeds. Don't stop. Keep planting the seeds. But I'm not on here. I'm just wanting us to realize that I'm trying to get Black folks to start thinking outside the box. We so busy trying to stay here in a country that hates your guts. Can you imagine? Just everybody close their eyes and just think about you laying on a beach. You have your $500,000. Don't put it in the bank. I'm saying you got it in gold and you got it in silver. And you have your $500,000 and you're on a beach and you got your condo and you just chilling right now. And you investing money in your properties and you got Airbnbs and you got a bowling alley, or you got a place. They said what's needed there is, say, for instance, you have a coffee shop and people come there and they need like some kind of entertainment. Just say, for instance, if you want just like a little club where people can come and, you know, you serve breakfast in the morning and maybe a little alcohol in the afternoon or not. Or just think about you coming up there and you have your little business and you have like a little cafe, or you have your little business and you have a little food truck. I'm just saying. Because this is stuff that we can do, family. If you have a little money, Philip, you can probably help somebody start their business, and then they can pay you back interest on the money that you loan them. Say, for instance, you have a friend, and he wants his own business. You give him $5,000 to get his business started. He pay you interest back on your $5,000. I'm just saying. And then you do that for about five people, okay? That's $5,000, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000, and you just invested in somebody else to have their own business. They're paying you back maybe 20%. Of that $5,000 that you just gave them to start their business. You're not going to need that much in Africa. They may just need like $200 to say, for instance, if somebody want like a little corner store, you need like a laundromat there. In Kenya, you need a laundromat. You can wash the uniforms of people that's working like security or police officers there. You can have a business where you're cleaning their uniforms. I'm telling you businesses that I know that's needed there now. Say, for instance, you can go and clean some of their houses. It's some rich Black folk in Nigeria. You can, if you want to stay near Nigeria or in Africa, there are Black folk with money that you can possibly clean their house. You can have a business cleaning houses. I'm just saying. Or say, for instance, builders. You have a lot of builders. I plug my phone. I'm sorry, y'all. Okay, say, for instance, they said that there is a need for a bowling alley. Okay, say, for instance, I come down here and I got $10,000 and somebody else got $10,000. We find out how to build a bowling alley, okay? We get together, maybe four or five of us, and we build a bowling alley. Also, they said there is a need for Hold on. This is one more business. Builders. Okay, say for instance you want to come there and you want to build houses. You know people that's building houses, and right now a lot of people are coming there building houses. Why not start your builders where they come to you to get the building supplies like a Lowe's? I'm not talking about going to Lowe's. I'm talking about you have your own black-owned Lowe's. You know, you don't call it Lowe's, but it's a place where they come and get the building material from you. I've heard that that's something that's, Yes, you have to, you know, we're learning how to own your own, but I'm just trying to throw stuff out there that you might start. You have a gift, Satya. You have a gift. What's your gift? I believe that Yah placed gifts in us to help us to where we're going, okay? So don't get stuck on, you know, like Philip, you said, oh, I have land here and it's inherited. I understand, but like I told you, if I left land to my daughter and I knew that it's as bad as it is, I wouldn't want her to risk her life because I left her some land. I would want her to sell that land, get the money, go somewhere where it's safer, somewhere where it's just off the chain beautiful. They say Africa is beautiful. I don't care what we've heard. I don't know, Trump said it's a shithole country, excuse my language, but it's not. It is, say that in order to keep us away, but if the Chinese and the Indians are going and they getting that land like crazy, you better get your butt over there and get you some of that $500 land. I'm just saying, they said the most you can spend, the most is like maybe $1,500 to $2,000 for land, but you can get an acre of land for $500 over there, and you can build something really nice for like $10,000. So guess what, Philip? You can start your new, you can have a whole block built. Okay, so there, you have a new inheritance now. I'm just saying, it's just things that we have to, it's things that we have to start changing our mindset, family, to know that we're at the end of our world. We're at the end here. And if you're reading Revelations, and it talks about a great exodus, the second exodus, and we are going to leave here, and you are either going to leave. When that door opens and that window of opportunity opens, you better leave, because if you get stuck here, you are going to die. Two-thirds, he says, going to die. I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm not fear-mongering or nothing. I'm just telling you what the words say. When that door and that opportunity comes, and I'm trying to go by October, in October 1st of November, I want to be down there for the first New Year. And for now, I'm going to come back and forth because I do have a husband, and you know, he still, you know, wants to do back and forth. I'm going to do that for now, but eventually I am going to sell, and I want to sell now because I know that they're saying that if we don't sell our property, it's going to be worth like half of what you paid for. So if you pay $300,000 for your house and you owe, you know, still $200,000, you sell it, you case, you know, and stuff hits the fan, and it's only worth $125 or $150, you lost. So my thing is, if you own a lot of property, Philip, I would be dumping it now. I would. I'm just honest. You can rebuild in Africa, and you can, if you sell everything and you get $1 million for your stuff, I think you can take 1 month and get to Africa and visit those cities and see what city you want to live in. And if you go on, we're going to talk about that. I'm going to do a show so I can have everything lined up as far as who you need to contact, where you need to go. And you can, you have to go and get visas. Like if you want to go to Kenya, you have to get a visa for Kenya and get it before you get there, because you get there and get it, it's going to be high. You can pay online for $25, I think I've seen, and you can get a visa for Kenya, Tanzania. Gambia has a program, Blacksit. Now, if you go on Blacksit, she's got a program. So whoever doesn't have the money to really go, if you go on Blacksit, and it's BLAXIT, that's Blacksit on YouTube, she has a program, and she can tell you about her program. And the program is, if you don't have money, you don't have a lot of money, but you do have maybe your own business, and you want your own business, but if you want to get there, they have programs where you'll pay maybe $20 a day. For a room or like a little, you know, maybe not even, she was saying the longer you're going to be there, the less money. So maybe $10, $15 a day in one of their little properties, and you get to stay, and they'll help you find a job, and they give you like a certain amount of money. So if this is something that you're interested in doing, Blaxit, BLAXIT, if you look her up on YouTube, she does have a program, okay? So I'm just giving you, it's different ways of getting you there. So don't ever say you don't have enough money. And my thing is, do not let people tell you who've never been anywhere not to go. That would be the craziest thing you could ever do. That's just like you ask somebody, have you had cheesecake? And they'll go, no, but I wouldn't try it because it's nasty. Well, how do you know the cheesecake is nasty? Just tell me that. I hate when people do that. you know. So, no, I don't listen to people. I go for myself because I know people have different experiences and their experiences are different than mine. But every land, I would step foot on every land in Africa just to see where I'm feeling comfortable. And that's because guess what? They were saying Sahara Desert is where we're going to exit to. Okay, and they have Victoria Falls is the most beautiful fall by Tanzania, and it's in between Zambia and Zimbabwe. It's in between there, those two areas, but they said that is the land is just phenomenal. I'm telling you, I think, Philip, if you try it, you will enjoy it, and I would just go. I wouldn't let nothing stop me. I would be on the first plane smoking if you can get a cheap ticket. And like I said, Secret Fly is a place where you can, you know, get your ticket, okay? Secret Fly. Okay, let me, I don't know how I got off. I'm telling you, every time I talk about Africa, there's so much peace because I know that that's where we're supposed to be. I know that's where I'm supposed to be going. But just for a couple more cities, black-owned cities, for the ones that want to own land here, which is fine, but for me, I'm not buying. I'm not giving America a dime. I'm serious. I ain't giving them dollars and dollars of my money. But anyway, the Northern Tract was designated for blacks to develop North Brentwood. I think I talked about this. First residents were former slaves from local. Okay, I did talk about that. I'm sorry, you guys. Let's go down here to Lincoln Chapel. Nope, Fairmont Heights was founded at the turn of the century. And Glenarden, which in this part of Maryland, I used to live in Virginia, so Glenarden used to go through there all the time. So, yeah, Glenarden was in 1920s, said Susan Pearl, historian at the Prince George Historical Society of the communities listed. North Brentwood, Fairmont Heights, and Glenarden was incorporated. Many were not incorporated. They included Wrigley, which was established on what is now Central Avenue in 1870 by a black farmer. They said it was a very vibrant community. Let me see some other. I love this stuff because I'm trying to show us that we have hope. There is hope, okay? Let me see. Rossville was named after Augustus Ross, who was born a slave. Okay, this is Rossville. Where's Rossville at? Okay, he was born a slave in 1855. He was freed in 1864 and went on to work for an iron furnace, I guess it's, you know, a company. Okay, 20 years later, he and 10 others, freedmen, many of whom worked at the furnace, bought land in a new subdivision, okay, that would eventually be named after Ross. Philip, you can have your own and name your land in Africa Philip's Place. I'm just saying. Or Philip's Estate, okay? Or Philip's New Beginnings, or Philip's Dream Land, or Dream Homes or something, you know, New Beginnings. How about that? Okay, according to the Prince George Country African American Heritage Survey in 1996, okay? Lincoln was established, now this was another community, was established in 1809 as a retreat community for successful blacks who lived in the district and could afford to spend time out of the city. They were movers and shakers of Washington. Okay, let's see, then you have another one. You always have to incorporate your properties too, from what I'm seeing. Okay, they said Lincoln didn't prosper. I wonder why. They said this one, but the community did not prosper. It was never incorporated. It didn't grow even as a black community. There's hardly anything left of Lincoln. Oh, I hate to hear that. What was that at? It said as a retreat community for successful blacks who lived in the district and could afford to spend time out of the city. Okay, well, maybe because that was a boule, that's why they didn't need it. That's what I'm thinking. It was probably because they didn't really need it, okay? Other black communities were established within towns, Pearl said. Bowie, okay, old Bowie had a large black population in 1870 because of the people who worked on the railroads, okay. Heritage Montgomery, okay, initiative created to promote the country's heritage collected in stories of some African American communities in its publication, Community Cornerstone. Okay, let's see who else. Symbols. Oh my God, this is wonderful. I love to see this stuff. But I just want, you know what, you guys, I just wanted you guys to understand that don't think that we're so stuck. There are other things that we can do instead of just staying here and dying. You know, when you see stuff, and I think, let's just brainstorm for a minute. How do we know that what we're going through is not, trying to get us? You know how sometimes you work in a job and you know you want to quit, but you're scared to quit, so you don't quit, but you go through hell on that job and you be like, oh, my God, I hate going to work. You hate me. You hate the people. You fighting every day on your job. Stuff is your computer breakdown, your copier breakdown, your phone. You drop your phone in the toilet. You just having a bad week, okay? Do you ever think that the reason they're killing us is because he wants us to get out? Have you ever, anybody on here thought about that? I think about that all the time. I'm like, yeah, we're dying. You know we're dying. Is it because you want us to get up, get so frustrated that we either we start fighting back or we move? If we fight back, we possibly could die or we possibly go to jail. But if we move, we live, right? I'm just saying. Sometimes we have to look at things a different way instead of us always the mentality we've never thought that we had them or we never thought that we wanted to. We never thought. But right now, you guys, this stuff is getting so bad where police look at you and you're dead. They look at you and if you could have an officer that is like really hating black folks and you happen to pass him by and he gets the devil with him and he wants to stop you for a taillight or a taillight that you didn't even know was out. Up a block, it wasn't out, but now it's out because the devil made it go out, and now you got to fight for your life because he got his mind on something else. No. Why are we dying to stay in a place that's being destroyed? Family. No, we're not doing that. These 19 families got up, and they got out, and they're doing wonderful. They are doing it. They are doing it. Why are we so afraid to move? Integration never worked for us. We know that. So why are we trying to stick and hang on to people that hate us? No, let's do better. I want to live. Do you want to live? I want to live. I want to live. It's a song I want you guys to hear. You know, I want to live. I don't want to die. I'm serious. I'm going to play this song. It say, I just want to live. I want you guys to hear this song. I hope you guys will be able to hear it. I hope you guys will be able to hear it. I'm serious. I'm tired of what I'm seeing. I can't stand to see it no more because I'm not Brianna mom. I'm sorry. If you hurt one man, I'm coming after you. I'm just serious. I'm serious like that. I'm not trying to say anything. I'm not trying to incite. I'm not trying to tell anybody to do anything wrong. I'm just saying for me and mine, I want you guys to hear this song. And I want you guys, is it worth possibly you've taken a chance, you have property, you have family here. If you can get your family just to go and visit, or when you get there and you find yourself a condo, which is what I'm going to do right now because I don't have any children. I don't want a house. I don't need a house. I will get me a condo. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to have stuff built. I told you I'm getting my little house built. And, you know, but
I had a big, giant ball spot right
here. Hold on, you guys. I want you guys to hear this song. I'm serious. This is... Let's see. Oh, Jesus. That is not. Is that what I'm saying? That ain't the song. Come on here. Keep it just all. I ain't even trying to mess up this thing. I'm serious. This is just crazy. I want something more for my family. I don't want to be so attached to something that I'm just like, I'm willing to risk my life to have it or keep it. I'm not willing to risk my life for that. I'm just not. I'm not willing to risk my life. I want to be free. I want my mind free. I want my heart free. I want to every day wake up and I'm facing death. I seen one guy that was on the African Tigers and he said, you know what? He said, I'm so free. He said, every day I was afraid that somebody was going to kill me that didn't like to look at me because I was black. And this is what he said. He said, I am so free now. And that's so good to hear that, you know, that's good, you know. because I'm serious. I don't want to, I don't want to take any chances with my life. If I'm not supposed to be here, let's go. If I'm supposed to be here, then okay. But if I have an opportunity to get out and you have enough money to do it, you would be crazy not to. I'm just saying. I'd be out. I'd be gone. In the winter, I'd be here. No. Shoot, this thing won't let me play it. But I didn't want to be on here long, you guys. I just wanted just to come on here and just to encourage us. Because I do believe that right now we do need a lot of encouragement. And I am on every Tuesday and Thursdays now. Tuesdays at 7. Well, usually Tuesdays been at 12 o'clock and Thursdays at 7. Okay. But I really hope that you guys think about what we've talked about. And I'm not just on here chopping my gums. I'm on here trying to encourage my people, change your mindset and change your heart, because I think that we've never thought about relocating to another country. Yes, we have family, but we have to start talking to our family now, because right now it's a lot of black folks leaving America. I don't know if you guys know anything about Toe Ministries, T-O-E Ministries. They have been talking about Africa and talking about relocating, talking about moving. I just want us to get it in our mind that life is different. Life has changed. Life is not the way it used to be. I'm just saying, we have to get to a point where now that we're looking at what we're looking at and we're like, okay, it's time to go. It's time to do something different. And now, family, it is time to do something different. So if you still waiting and you still, you know, just like, well, just not sure about what you want or what you're trying to do, it's time to go. I'm serious. I don't know what God's going to have to do to wake folk up to get them to understand what's really happening, but it's time for us to go. And I hope we understand that. I hope we get that point. I hope we don't get stuck. But I'm telling you, I told you, anybody want to go, I have a guy friend in with properties in Kenya, Brandon. And I'm sure that all I have to do is reach out to him, and he would be like, yeah, come look, give me a call. And you can be in that property mall probably if you don't have anybody in it. But I'm just saying, he has two properties. All you need to launch a cold skate ramp. An ability to skate. I don't know what that was about, but yeah. What is that on here? Hold on, let me see if this is the song that I wanted. No. But yeah. So if you guys are ever thinking about, you know, maybe visiting, like I said, Black Ambassador, that is his webpage, and he will help you also. He's got a lot of information on his page, okay? I just want you to just listen to this for a minute before we got family. Wow. I'm going to show it to you. Hold on, I'm going to show it to you guys. I don't think I can turn it around. This song is about, Keydron Bryant, and it's I Just Want to Live, but my thing is buffering really bad. But I wanted you to hear the song. And the video has him, a cop, in front of him with a gun out, pointing to him. Wow.
matter where I be, it's no place safe for me. Oh, I'm asking you to do much. So, Lord, please help. I just want to see.
That song brings me to tears, God. I wish I could turn the phone around so you can actually see what I'm looking at. But if you guys pull up the video, it's amazing. It's, wow. I'm telling you. I need to pull up this video, family. It's amazing. And at the end, the police officer is holding up a stick, but at the end, then he's reaching out his hand like, you know. But it's so sad because from what the video is showing you, it's almost like you only get to live if the police officer says you can live. That's what I'm feeling. And it's, I don't know. But I do appreciate everybody that tuned in. I'm not going to be on here long. I am so appreciative of everybody that tuned in and everybody that will tune in later. To listen to this broadcast, I hope I've said something to encourage you. I hope I've said something that starts you to thinking, and I hope I've said something to get you to understand that it is time to go. It is time to be free. It's time to live. Just like this young man said, I just want to live. It's time for us to live right now. And with that said, family, I am going to sign out. You guys have an amazing night, and I appreciate you. I appreciate you. I appreciate you for tuning in, and you have a good week. Blog Talk, did me a live, so I do a live on Blog Talk and a YouTube channel. I do have a YouTube channel. If you guys want to see it, consider cheek. But I am so glad that you guys tuned in. I appreciate everything that you guys are doing. I appreciate even when you're you come on here and I'm not here, and you come on and I'm not live, I should say. I still appreciate you coming even then. Keep on. The numbers are looking good for me. A lot of people are tuning in. I do appreciate it. I just wish they could tune in while I'm here so we can, you know, kind of, if you have been answering questions. I do appreciate everything that you guys are, you know, even when you bring friends and sharing, like and share, like and share, like and share, even when you see the video or when you're just coming on and, you know, listening throughout the week, okay? But I think, I hope I have said something because it's time for us to do something. This family did something, and they took matters into their own hands. Not waiting on white supremacists to say that it's okay to do it. My question is, who's next? We've been saying, you know, that we want to do something and we want change. Do we? Okay, now is your chance. If you want change, you have to do it for yourself. If you want change, you have to be that change. And with that said, you guys have an amazing night. Okay, family? And I do appreciate you guys for tuning in. And take care.
I'm a young black man.